Welcome to This is UIC Weekly, bringing you the top stories you need to know from the University of Illinois Chicago each week. It's Friday, October 18th. Here's the latest. University of Illinois Chicago researchers have joined the race to visually capture every neuron and connection in the mouse brain. With a grant from the National Institutes of Health, scientists from UIC and three other universities will use a 60-year-old microscope technology updated with improvements in their approach. If successful, they could scan the entire mouse brain in years instead of decades. Last year, scientists produced the first complete map of the fruit fly brain, but the mouse brain is roughly 5,000 times larger. With current technologies, mapping it could take up to 60 years. Kevin Borgens, a research assistant professor in the UIC Department of Physics, will help adapt a method called photoemission electron microscopy to study brain tissue. The team believes the faster and cheaper method could let them map the mouse brain in as little as 3 years. The grant will allow them to speed test their system against other approaches for mapping mouse brains, and someday, the human brain as well. In a new project, researchers at the University of Illinois Cancer Center will use artificial intelligence to scan patient records for non-medical factors that can affect health. Doctors today know that unstable housing, poverty, neighborhood violence, and other social factors can increase a person's risk of chronic disease and hurt their ability to fight off major illnesses. But these factors are hard to pin down in traditional patient health records. V.K. Gotti, deputy director of the Cancer Center, worked with UIC computation experts and the technology company Pangea to create a new model to search patient data for social drivers of health. Doctors could then use that information to personalize care, research new social contributors to disease, or design clinical trials, Gotti said.
That's the big goal. It's this ability to continually monitor and assess the health of a community, and then from those first principles, design interventions that solve those problems.
Exposure to arsenic and other toxic metals may accelerate the progression toward diabetes, according to a new study by UIC researchers. A study of over 500 Mexican Americans living in southern Texas found that high levels of toxic metals in urine predicted faster increases in blood sugar in future years. Arsenic and other toxic metals have been found in groundwater in the area. At that rate, people with the highest levels of arsenic would qualify as pre-diabetic 2 years earlier and diabetic 5 years earlier than those without the exposure. The study highlights an unappreciated environmental risk factor for diabetes, said lead author Robert Sargis. Diabetes is a significant cause of health disparities, and reducing exposure to contaminated water and products could reduce the risk, he said.
Unlike genetics, environments are modifiable. There are things we can do to reduce these exposures.
UIC is Chicago's public research institution with a mission to provide the broadest access to the highest levels of research, educational, and clinical excellence. Visit today.uic.edu for these stories and more.